Vayashila no, you shouldn't lend him things. Well, you show me man who don't borrow. Vayavenu, don't lend the money again. Shayla is when the item comes back. Hava is when he replaces it with other equal value, like money. Vayavenu, don't borrow from him. Vayimkaloi, don't sell to him. Vayikach mimenu, don't buy from him. Dr. Gemara, and the way the rush is gairus. Mishleimaloi, avenu, the kamani lay. Don't lend him money, because you're giving him pleasure. El loyuva mimenu, my kamani lay. But why can't you borrow from him? The two of Layuva Menu, Layikach Menu, you could think of a way that you're giving him pleasure. Why? The Rush explains you might give him better coins. So you are giving him pleasure, right? And buying, in a Zvina Mitzah, in a regular sale, both have pleasure. El Layisho Menu, but don't borrow from him. There's no pleasure at all for him. He's lending you something, you're using it and giving it back. He loses, if anything, he doesn't make. So why can't you borrow an item from him? Michael Masani Midei. So the Gemara gives two terutzes. You're right. The Mishnah is talking in a case when they ban pleasure from each other. That's why you can't go either way. Abaya says, it's we're afraid if you're going to borrow from him, you'll lend him. Therefore, they answered borrowing, even if the Hana Isser is only one way.
Why did the words explain the coin thing?
I can't hear.
Why did the words say the coin thing? Not that.
I have no idea. I think you might know, right? Rabbeinu Rav Ashi never consulted me, so I can't answer the question. I just know that that's how the Rosh learned. Some don't learn this whole Girsa, they change the Girsa to the Gemara. But we're learning Rosh, he has the same Girsa as we have, so we might as well use it. Dr. Mishnah Malash, Lady Parascha, lend me your cow. Amalei Nepnuya, it's not available. Amakainim Sadi Shani Chariz Balaylam. If I can't use your cow, I ban my field that I will never plow it. So Imhay Darkil Achrash, if he usually plows, who wants to call out the Mutarim? We translate his nether that it was a personal iser. It might remain Darkil Achrash, but if he never plows anyway, so obviously he didn't mean himself, who call out the Masurim? Nobody can plow his field. He has to be Matur Nether. Hamudu Hanam Chaver Beile Mayaycho. What happens if somebody is banned Hanam from his friend, and the unfortunate person has nothing to eat? So Haylev, the one who he can't have pleasure from, goes to a storekeeper. This person can't have pleasure from me. But what can I do? He doesn't have money. He gives it to him. And he takes it from him. What if he has to have some work done? And again, he has no money to pay for it. And again, in both cases, he's not obligated to pay. Never committed himself. He gave them a piece of information. Now, they think, and maybe correctly so, that he'll back that piece of information with cash. But that's not enforceable. It's not enforceable at all. Give it as a present to somebody else, and he's mutter. The guy can take it from Hefker. The Gemara has two reasons. One that it slugs up, but still deals with, and one that it doesn't slug up. The one that it doesn't slug up is that it's in Rabbanon de Gezera, because it looks like a haramba. You didn't mean what you did. It's like the case of Beis Chayrim, which we'll learn about. A person whose father couldn't have enough from him, so he gives the guy money to make the chasana, and then the guy wants to do something else with the money. He says, no, I gave it to you only for my father to be able to eat. So therefore it shows that it was never a real present. Same thing here. That's the Rav's shot. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yossi holds that Hefker belongs to you until somebody picks it up. And therefore he's getting it, in a sense, directly from you. So I'm thinking about it. I'm Rabbi Yechon in my time as Rabbi Yitzchak. Sover Hefker k'matana. Hefker is like a present. Ma matana da'asi mishus nice lishus makabel. And Hefker da'asi lishus nacha. It's yours till somebody else acquires it. Masir Rabba. Balon noy to barich of Rabbi Yosi Yisir. Am Rabbi Yosi. Emes time is mashenid drink item of kerei. It's only before when the netter preceded the hefker to Rabbi Yosi Yisir's. Avol the mayav kerei and the kaidem and the dry. How is that mutter? Now, if you learn it's his, what difference does it make which one came first? It's his item, right? So if it's his item, even if you make the netter afterwards, it's still his item. Biyam at adras l'shuzaycha ma'ali nidra kaidem of kerei. Ma'ali of kerei kaidem l'nidra. Who might have loved whom a shalila? He asked it and he answered it. Even though it is yours, but it's not in your mindset. It's not what you're thinking about. And therefore, when you answered your things, you didn't include those things that you let everybody pick up, even though it still belongs to you. Masiv Rabba. Now, in this we had two pshatim. The Rush brought two pshatim and what price we're talking about. One shot was we're talking about Shimera, and one shot was we're talking about freeing Avadim. First shot, Mitzasa Lorishan Bekulon L'Sheni. He gave some of it to the first one. He was a Shimera, and he made a Kenyan, and that's something that's not retractable. Bekulon L'Sheni. And then he said, everything goes to the Sheni. So we say, Rishan Kana, Sheni Loi Kana. Now, what does the word Kulon mean? Everything that's left? Or does that mean everything that's left? Or does it mean everything that, I meant everything, right? Now, from the fact that we say that the first one is Kana, Sheni Loi Kana, that means we're saying that the first one, that the guy didn't mean to give it all away in one shot. Because if he meant the rest, so then he's giving everything away. What difference does it make if he gives it to one person or gives it to two people? Terence says he meant only, he meant everything.
Maybe he wanted to give it away to him, so I wasn't stuck on that. Like, maybe he wanted to give it all away to this guy and this guy.
So then he should be able to retract it from the first one. You're right. If that's true, so then we should have like cut. Because when you give it everything away to this guy and this guy.
The guy gave it away and then okay.
So again, here we're talking about that it's happening in a close proximity to each other. He said, I'm giving him part and everything to him. What does the word everything mean?
The fact that the first guy can keep it shows that it was that.
Again, let's try again. Instead of taking the cart and putting it in front of the horse, let's put the cart behind the horse. What does the word kula mean? That will determine whether the first guy keeps it or not. Don't decide that the first one keeps it and therefore he must mean. Again, let's figure out what kula means and therefore we'll decide whether the first guy can keep it.
That you have this kula automatically means everything.
If it didn't, then the first guy couldn't keep it. But I can't talk to two people one time. I mean, I do, but it doesn't work.
If it means all, then why can the first guy keep it?
What?
The thing was the first guy can keep it.
Right.
So if it meant all, how can the first guy keep it?
Because what happens is, again, if it meant all, right, that means he's retracting from the first guy, which he can't do. And he didn't give everything away. He didn't, when he gave to the first one, he wasn't giving everything away. Because by saying all, that means what I gave to him, I retract. It's not a continuation. It's a retraction. So then I can't change my mind from the first guy. If it's a continuation, then I'm giving everything away to two people. So therefore I can retract both. But if I'm giving somebody part and then retracting and giving the second guy all, which I can't do, by the way, but if I think I can, then I'm not continuing. I'm retracting. So now that the second guy doesn't work, but the first guy is an independent present. I tried to retract, which I couldn't. But it was an independent present. It wasn't a continuation. You can't continue and say, I'm giving part to you and everything to him. Because everything to him means including what I gave to you. So it wasn't a continuation. That's what we're proving. That's exactly what we're proving. If that's true, that means daitai amashanastan. That means we're saying it is included. Not like we said here. That's the first shot in the rush. Second shot in the rush is, you gave an evet part of your property. And then you gave all of it to the second evet. So the halach is, the second evet goes free, and the first evet does not. Because when you give an evet part of it, it doesn't include him, maybe, and therefore he doesn't go free. Now, if you didn't mean, you meant the leftover, So then the second one wouldn't go for either. Because you don't know which part you gave to the first and which part you gave to the second. You might not have given the second himself. If you mean all, then you gave the second one everything, including himself. If you mean the rest, then he wouldn't have included himself. Yet halacha is the second guy goes free. So there's a raya that kula means everything, even what he already, quote-unquote, gave away. And therefore, we see that his das is even on things that are not in front of him right now. Now, the problem with this second one, and this is Doc Reitman's question, is that the first one didn't work. And if it didn't work, the rest is everything. The rest is everything. Because it's not like the first one got part of it. He didn't get anything. So now he owns everything. So when he says kulan, he means the rest. But the rest is everything. So it doesn't prove anything. That's the concept they have in the Rush. But the Rush is saying, from the fact that we say kulan meant everything, not the rest, because we're freeing the second guy, that shows us that he has in mind everything, not just what's left. He has needs a kinyan, and he can never be tracked in.
Never?
No, you just don't.
Is there any such halacha
as that? Unless he says machmas misa. Unless he speaks out, because I'm going to die.
So if somebody gives all the possessions to five people, but each one is considered mixed up?
No, no, no.
It's all machmas.
Yes. Because he's divesting himself of everything. The reason a shchibirah can be chayzer is because no one gives everything away if he thinks he's going to survive.
So for our purposes, the proof is that the guy, not that the words of the Torah is shchibirah, because on the second one that he's not able to keep it. The
no.
Second one, no. The proof is that the other one, because the first one can keep it.
Right.
That shows that.
That was a separate thing.
But he tried to do everything as a man of shchibirah.
You can't change your mind. The guy can't change his mind.
Well, it's just more of a variety that he does not have a das what he already gave away.
Again.
He gets the Mount Shimra to the second guy.
Again. We're assuming he did it in Basachas. In close proximity. So when he said this to the first and the rest to the second, he's giving everything away.
The first guy could keep it.
And if he gave everything away, he gets it back from the first guy too.
Okay, so it was the timing thing. Well, if he did it like 3 weeks ago, he gave.
Again, that's not talking about that case. You're right. That would be a different story. But that's not what the case is talking about.
So this is a proof that when you.
That he says kulan, he means to retract and give everything. And therefore, it's a separate thing.
The only way the first guy can keep it is if it's not waiting in his mind.
No. The first guy can keep it is when he wasn't divesting everything at that moment.
But saying he is. He did.
No. He was saying he didn't. When he said kulan, the question is, what does the word kulan mean?
Everything
means even what I gave the first guy. That means I'm retracting. That means the first thing and the second thing have no connection.
Then why can the guy keep it?
Because the first thing worked on its own. It's its own transaction. It wasn't part of a complete divestment. Divestiture.
If he's
retracting, then he's saying what I did before is not part of what I'm doing now. It's a separate thing. He's separating them.
Okay.
So he's separating them. The second one is giving everything away, he can change his mind. The first one he gave part away, which he can't retract, what he wanted to do. And therefore that stands on its own as a partial kinyan.
How is that a proof to anything?
That kulan means everything, not just what's left.
He has done
the that means when he says the word kulan, he means 100% of my things, including what I gave the first guy. Because if it meant just the rest, then this is one act of divestiture. So he can change his mind from both. So we're comparing it, what's in his mindset? and we're comparing it to the case of Neder. Is his mindset on the things that he has made hefker or not?
This is good that it was on that?
Yes.
So that's what the
kasha
is. But the first one is
kona,
is it because of
matnashkimimra? Bimitzas, which means it's not a matnashkimra, it's a regular present. So to Gemara, Elama Rabba, at the time of the Rabbi Yitzchak, Zer, Mishem, Batman, Beis Chayra, to Drabbana. Tanya, Mavkir, Sadeh, Yukol, Shleish, Yom, Yachal, Azubay. He can change his mind all 3 days. It's a Takana Drabbanan, at least at the way we understand it originally. It's going like Drabbanan that say Hefka means you don't own it. But the first 3 days they made it that you can change your mind. The reason they did this, Mikam Elech and Yachal Azubay, the reason they did it is because of Drabmoyim. People that used to make things have can reacquire it the next 10 minutes later. So therefore, they said, you can change your mind. Now, one of two things happened. Either they said the guy can't reacquire it over 3 days. He has to, somebody else can acquire it. He can quickly change his mind, but he will be chayev ha'maaser. That's the charter of the rush that we never had. Or the guy could reacquire it, but there's new rules of kinyan, that he can't reacquire it with one dig of a shovel. He has to go through everything. And therefore, once he starts doing that, there's a fear he might lose the rest of it. So basically, it deters people from making things after hoping to reacquire it. A, they might not reacquire it, or B, they have to. It's a tedious job to reacquire, and while they're trying to reacquire, they might be losing the whole thing. But they change their mind. They're chayav
ha'maaser. They minimize his risk by just saying that he can retract. He can be chayzer in the first 3 days.
Yeah, but that makes it that if he wouldn't be able to be chayzer, you're right, they could have just come along and say, he can't change his mind, but he can't reacquire it. They could have made that takana. But they didn't want to do that if it's really hefker. Why not?
Last part of the rush that we talked about?
Without that. They had to, one of two things they did. They either changed his rules of reacquirement, or they took him out of reacquirement. Either way, they didn't want to say that he's different than anybody else.
He'd belittle Hefker. Right?
They didn't want to belittle Hefker. So they said he can change his mind during the 3 days. And therefore, they're basically saying it's not really Hefker yet.
Is that Rabbi
Yitzi? No. During the first 3 days. Yeah. But not like Rabbi Yitzi who makes it permanent. This is Drabbanan talking. Amar Tehesad the Zum of Kasli Aymechad the Shabbos Achas Lachay the Shechad the Shonach the Shuachad. Actually, Zochav Abenu Ben Acher Yochav Achzabai. She Zochav Abenu Ben Acher and Yochav Achzabai. Again, says Shiloh, whether you should be Gairus Ben Hu here. Can he reacquire it or not? That is a Shiloh, but Pashtus. It's saying he can reacquire it. Or him, but if somebody else acquires it, it's not reacquire, it's acquire. By him, it's reacquire. Right. So that's like Rabbi Yossi, who seems to say that even if after 3 days, he can still change his mind. That means Rabbi Yossi is saying that, like Rabbi Yochanan translated, that it belongs to you till somebody picks it up.
But according to the three-day rule, someone else can acquire it during those 3 days, correct?
Not the regular way.
Right, little by little.
Little by little, right. That can happen here, too. Right. So, Reisha Rabbanan, Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Amar Ulu, Sefer Nami Rabbanani. Sefer is also Rabbanan. So why can the guy change his mind a week later? Or a month later? Dr. Gemara, Shiny Shana Shudloy Shchichi, which the Rush learns, it's a weaker Hefker. He doesn't learn Shloy Shchichi the way I would have translated Shloy Shchichi. He says Shloy Shchichi means Hefker Garua. Okay? The Rush is allowed to do what he wants, and that's how he translates. That is the way Ula answered. Reshlaki Shama bin Esayim for Rabbi Yaisi, Reshanami Rabbi Yaisi. Reshai Nutaima, Noy Lishtakir Teres Hefker. What happened was, Rabbanan came along and said, after 3 days, right, Rabbanan came along and said that after 3 days he can't change his mind. Because if he can keep on changing his mind, it makes Hefker like a very unstable kind of situation. They want people to recognize Hefker's part of an Amaiser. If the guy can keep on changing, right, that means, according to Rabbi Yossi, Reuven makes something Hefker, 4 weeks later, somebody picks it up, he's part of an Amaiser. Even though Reuven can change his mind 4 weeks later. Now, people will say he can change his mind, and it's Hefker, and I'm part of an Amaiser. It's going to get very confusing. If the fact that the guy can change his mind, doesn't that undermine Hefker? Because not, people will say, it's not really Hefker, I am Chayiv HaMaiser, I'm not Chayiv HaMaiser. And by the way, to say Chayiv HaMaiser when you're not is a chesaron, because then people will take Maiser from something that's not Chayiv and something that is Chayiv. It's very problematic. So came along to Rabbanan and said, after 3 days you can't change your mind. So Midoraisa, you can change your mind. And it is Hefker. Right? Rabbanan said, that you can't change your mind after 3 days. So here's a guy changed his mind after 3 days. Midoraisa, it's his. Midrabanan, it's not his. Midrabanan said he can't change his mind. Somebody picks it up, it's going to be Chayiv HaMaiser Midoraisa and Pater Midrabanan. It's going to be a very unique case. Because Rabbanan didn't let him change his mind. So Rabbanan considered it Hefker. But the Raitaira does not consider it Hefker. So, it's going to be Chayiv Midoraisa Pater Midrabanan. Or the Rosh says, Rabbanan made it so Hefker that they took it away from him and made it somebody else's, even biblically. Because that's the kayak of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. That their mamas took it away from him and made it totally somebody else's. So he's not even Chayiv Midoraisa. The Rosh offers two pshatim. And that Rosh we had. So why did they leave the 3 days? So why can he change his mind in 3 days? Why doesn't that undermine Hefker? Because we have to weigh it. We don't want people to take advantage of making something Hefker and reacquiring it. So we put the 3 days. We left 3 days, so he shouldn't be able. That he should be able to change his mind and either not be able to reacquire it or have different rules of reacquisition. And then afterwards, Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbanan came along and said, it's Hefker and he can't change his mind. But really, biblically, it's not Hefker. This is as far as we got. In Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue. I would advise people to start bringing in Chelik Beis, because even though probably it won't start the next pairing tomorrow, you never know. Maybe we will.